What's up, sunshine? Welcome to CNN 10, where I tell you the what, letting you decide what to think. I'm Coy Wire. Today's hashtag, Your Word Wednesday. So thank you for all of the exceptional submissions. Be on the lookout to see if your word helped us write this show and augmented our vocabulary. Lots to get to, not a lot of time to do it, so let's get to it. We start on Wall Street, where the stock market set a record high. On Monday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, a stock market index which tracks the 30 biggest companies in the U.S., rose 138 points. Crossing 38,000 for the first time ever. But what this means is a bit more complicated than just the ringing of celebratory bells. Stocks may be looking good right now, but some experts like JP Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon warned that Wall Street isn't paying enough attention to the potential impacts of political tensions around the world. These experts point to Russia invading Ukraine, Israel's war with Hamas, tensions between China and the U.S., and China and Taiwan as examples of developments around the world that they say could impact the economy. And aside from what could happen, it's important to look at what's actually happening with the economy right now. You may remember recently our show examined how there is a disconnect between the current economic reality, which is looking pretty good, and its perception. Many Americans aren't feeling all that great about it. Despite avoiding a recession in 2023 and with positive employment numbers, a December CNN poll found that 71% of Americans said the economy was poor, but that may be changing. A recent survey from the University of Michigan showed that as inflation, or a rise in prices of goods and services, has slowed, Americans are feeling much better about the economy, 21% better than last year, to be exact. And they also have the most positive attitude towards the economy since July of 2021. Of course, things could change, especially in an election year where perception can be everything. And if things do change, we'll have you covered on how and why right here on CNN 10. And you know us, we're not going to be sesquipedalian about it. Next up, we're putting you to a test, a stress test. Well, we're showing you one, so no need to worry or fret. Just sit back and chillax as we take you to one of NASA's space centers in Alabama, where a company called Sierra Space recently tested an inflatable space station that once in orbit expands to a three-story high building. Our McKenna Ewan is on the story.
A commercial space company burst its full-size space station module on purpose. Sierra Space conducted the test at NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center in Alabama. It was to measure the strength of its expandable structure. The company says the module, called a life habitat, is a place for living and working on a future space station. It launches on a rocket and inflates on orbit. It has to be strong enough to withstand the harsh environment of space. To test that, the soft structure was inflated until it failed. Sierra said it exceeded NASA's stress recommendation by 27%. Sierra Space has an agreement with NASA to test commercial products at NASA facilities and plans more aggressive testing of the habitat this year.
That story was on and popping. Next, we're talking AI, specifically what artificial intelligence could mean for your education. North Carolina recently became the fourth state to create official guidelines for using AI in schools. The guidebook says teachers can use AI to save time, helping with things like automating administrative tasks so they can focus more on actually teaching. And students, well, they can use AI tools to help them overcome certain hurdles, like voice-to-text, for example, could help some students who may face challenges while typing or writing. And translation tools could help some students who are still working to break down language barriers. North Carolina's main point of emphasis was that they feel it's important to incorporate AI in the classroom, but it's just as important to do so responsibly.
To make sure our students are able to leverage the value of artificial intelligence while protecting from temptations, cheating, and doing something they shouldn't be doing academically. We are charged with preparing our students for the world that they'll enter as they leave our school system. We have to make sure they're ready.
Come along with me now as we take a trek to Ethiopia, where a startup company is working to transform the country's discarded plastic into sustainable building materials. CNN producer Hadra Ahmed traveled to the capital city of Addis Ababa to learn more.
Like many major cities around the world, Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa, has a problem with plastic. Every year, thousands of tons of plastic are left on the street. A major problem seeking an urgent solution. That's where this man fits in. Kiddus Asfaw co-founded Cubic in 2021. It's a business that turns hard to dispose of plastic into low-cost building materials.
My personal journey at Cubic meant a lot because I'm a father of three very beautiful, wonderful, smart Ethiopian kids who've lived abroad for a very long time. And I wanted to make sure that I can participate in creating a city and a country that they can be proud to come back to and work and live the same way that I have. And it's never an easy topic to hear on the news about the perception of countries like mine when it comes to poverty, when it comes to difficulties of life. And instead of sitting back and watching, I felt that I had a conviction, like many others, to participate in changing that narrative by working here and really changing what a city like Addis Ababa could look like in the next 20 to 50 years.
To help make his vision of creating a new-look city, Cubic has invested in a state-of-the-art factory.
So today we're at the Adama Industrial Park. We are at Cubic's factory facility where we're going to be converting over 45,000 kilos of plastic waste every single day into our building materials. Today is a very exciting and a very emotional day. It's been 2 years in the making with a lot of ups and downs and making it work. So just even seeing a container open and seeing the stuff that we've been talking about for over a year has just put a lot of tears into our eyes. The team is really excited, we're very uplifted, and we really want to see now this working not only in the factory but all over the country. Success for me is a happy customer. In our case, a happy customer is that person that never had the opportunity and choice to live in a clean, beautiful house, being able to do that.
Pop quiz, hotshot. What year was the first Polaroid instant camera sold? 1912, 1937, 1948, or 1972? Snap an imaginary celebratory selfie if you said 1948. The first Polaroid camera capable of printing photos on the spot was brought to market in 1948 by an inventor named Edwin Land. Today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, is Slovenian photographer Andreja Ronek, 2023's Travel Photographer of the Year. She left people enthralled and enamored with dreamy photographs of European landscapes like this one of the hills in Tuscany, Italy, marinating in an enchanting mist. The contest featured more than 20,000 images submitted by photographers in more than 150 countries. Take a look at this picture from photographer Sam Turley capturing a moment between a young pangolin and its caretaker, Mateo, in Zimbabwe. The photographer noticed the pangolin always returns to Mateo when they attempt to release it back into the wild. And how about this image? It was taken by 14-year-old Caden Shepherd Choi. Caden won Young Travel Photographer of the Year. Her black and white photos show the Navajo people in Chinle, Arizona, collecting wool from sheep. All right, thank you for all of the hashtag Your Word Wednesday submissions, especially to Mr. Tate from Rowe Middle School in Milwaukee, Oregon. Today's word, sesquipedalian, an adjective meaning characterized by long words or long-winded. Thank you for making us smarter today. Shout-out time now. Today we've got a shout-out going to Del Mar Middle School on the border of Delaware and Maryland in a town that claims to be too big for just one state. Perfect size for a shout-out, though. We see you, Wildcats. Thanks to everyone who subscribed and submitted on our CNN 10 YouTube page. Have an awesome day. Make it a great day. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.